And, of course, the St. George Illawarra Dragons, who sit atop the table. Their coach is Paul McGregor, and Paul's been good enough to join us on the line this morning. G'day, Mary.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well. Well, not as well as you. I'm obviously you're very confident about what the team can do, but not so much that they've won twice, but the very different way that they've won must be pleasing for you.
Yeah, it is. It's sort of two contrasts. One, that the first week we pretty well dominated the opening part of the game and went to a nice lead and held that lead throughout the 80 minutes against Brisbane, and then against the Sharks, it was totally different. We were down by 14 and come from behind to win by 6 points or 4 points at the end. So very good. Something that we sort of took out of 2017, that we're very dominant 40-minute sides for most of the competition last year, where this year it's about playing that full 80 minutes, where we were able to do that for a period last year but weren't able to sustain.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Thanks for joining us. So I listened to your press conference after the Sharks game, and you made mention of the fact that you went to Shark Park basically knowing you're going to be in a scrap and just to try and play that full 80 minutes as you talked about it. And sometimes you have to win ugly, don't you, Paul?
Yeah, right. It's a part of rugby league. It doesn't matter how you do it. You just got to make sure you try and get a result each week, because it's such a tough competition. The journey over 25 weeks is quite a hard one. So going to Shark Park, it's never pretty. Jimmy would be testimony to that. You got to win gritty.
Yep.
You're ready to be the bully, not get bullied. You've got to work for everything, because they are a team that their DNA is around their grind. So you've got to make sure that you're up for that. And the physicality is always a little bit more. So it was a good way to start the competition, especially going to Shark Park. And we know they pride themselves on winning games, tight games of footy, and they've done that consistently over the last 3 years, because they have been a top four side with the premiership.
Mm. You've had good starts to the seasons previously. This one feels different. The Ben Hunt factor, I think, is significant, not just for what Ben does, Paul, but for the impact that he has on Gareth Widdop. And it looks like, after his great form at fullback for England, that you've given him that freedom to bob up either side of the field and be the ball player as opposed to the organiser. Is that right?
Yeah, it's good. Look, with Ben, he's an experienced, genuine seven. He's got a great kicking game. He's there to execute the game plan. Gareth's obviously our captain and our leader. And along with Cam, they share the role, but certainly with our first three players, I suppose, on set pieces, that we've got clarity around it and simplicity around the strategy. And then from then, it's just about playing what's in front a little bit more. And with Ben playing on the ball and doubling up on his players, that gives Gareth the freedom to either hold a short side or travel across and being second receiver or even third receiver, sometimes on the opposite edge, which we scored 3 tries in the last 2 weeks of him being the last pass on the right edge, where he's a left-sided six. So the freedom to play what's in front of him a little bit more, depending on the play of the ball and depending on what tackle the set. Obviously, with Gareth's natural instinct, I think, they combine well with Ben, liking to play on the ball as well.
The halves combination is working. And I think there's some genuine strike power out wide now too, isn't there, Paul? Like, we know Aitken's a try scorer and a terrific player, plays above his weight. Tim Laffey continues to develop as a footballer, and he's got some presence out there. McDonald on a wing, big, strong, fast. Nightingale's a great finisher, and Dufty at fullback brings a lot of pace to that back line. So there's good strike power out wide too now, Paul.
Yeah, well, we missed Jordan a fair bit last year. He only played 12 games, and he's a player that gets heavily involved at the back of the field and gets our set started well. And he had some issues with his knee late in the year, and he's a highly talented guy that's got to stay on top of things. He started the year well as well. So Timmy Laffey had probably a breakout year for the club last year. We need that to be continued in his form. And Dust's just a young kid that's excited about playing footy at the back. So, the combination there, Jace is a tradesman-like player that's been been in the game for a lot of years and doesn't change too much the way he plays, but certainly likes and enjoys the hard work and his quality finish. So I think, you know, it's only early in the year, like we said, Jimmy said before, we've been in this position, you know, 2 or 3 years that I've been coaching with, and we've had similar players here, but obviously not with, Ben and James coming in, make a huge difference, just the experience and the leadership. But we've been in a position where we've been in the top four for, you know, half the year, 2 or 3 years. It's now about being consistent over, you know, the 25 weeks, and it's only early in the year, but it's a good way to start.
Forget talking about the pretty backs, mate. The thing that's impressive...
You need to score tries,
man,
James. Come
Mary.
On.
Yeah, but what do they say? The forwards determine who wins the match and the backs decide by how many. It's the forward pack. And the balance of the forward pack, I think, is really interesting too, Paul, because you've got a runner like Frizzell who defends well. You've got defenders like DeBellin. Vaughan can run the football as well. And as I said earlier, you guys don't miss tackles in the middle of the field either. It's a great balanced forward pack.
Yeah, it's been a... I suppose it's been built over time, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, if you look at the end of 16, which is a disappointing year for us, we added, you know, Cam McGuinness. I think he's a terrific young defender. He's good size. He plays 80 minutes, so he defensively he's sound. And then we brought Paul Vaughan in that year as well. So they've really added to the team, along with James this year. And we've kept the balance of DeBellin, Frizzell, Tarek Sims, at least an arm now. So along with that, we've brought 3 or 4 kids up through the 20 system. They're ready to go now. And I feel Jeremy Lattimore's had a little bit of experience to that bench in the first couple of weeks of the competition. So, look, you know, when we're all fit and we're working well for one another, you know, we've got the right balance there. It's just about maintaining it.
Yeah, promising signs, but as we know, Paul, we say it every year, but I think even more so this year, just given the after the first two rounds, what we've seen, there is no easy game in the NRL, is there? And next week, the Dragons go to the Gold Coast to play a Titans team, which are playing for their new coach and playing some pretty good footy too.
Yeah, look, we've got the Titans away at Toowoomba next week, so it's a little bit of travel for them. They're playing last night in Auckland, so we've got a bit of a jump. With a 10-day turnaround, they've only got the 8th. Plus, they've got the travel back home. And then we go into 3 home games against Knights, Rabbitohs, Sharks. So this next month can really shape our start that we've already had. You know, we were very motivated round 1. We committed round 2. We've got to make sure we're consistent round 3.
Yeah. How good's that test match in Denver going to be, Mary? That'll be fantastic, won't it?
Outstanding. I might go with him.
That is going to be, you know, what's your stance on that one? Obviously, James Graham's very keen to play. Gareth Widdop's keen to play. They'll be arguably first and second selected for England. And then they've got to come back. And I think you've got the Thursday game against the Eels. So what's your official stance? And if you can give us your unofficial stance, that'd be even better.
Well, I can't do that on air. It is round 16. We play the Eels on a Thursday night at Wynn Stadium. At this stage, you know, I'll never begrudge a player to play representative football, because that's every player's aim, to play the best of your club, to get representative honours. And if you're playing well club football, you achieve that. I've got a real, I suppose, a hatred towards the scheduling of it. Because it wasn't put in before the season was kicked off. Otherwise, we wouldn't be playing on a Thursday night. So the player welfare is the highest of my agenda, and I'll just gauge it how the players play. And if they're not in the right shape, they won't be playing on that Thursday night. But we'll do everything we possibly can as a club to put the welfare around the players and the recovery from that Denver game the best we can going into the Eels, and we'll just have to wait and see.
No, you've handled that perfectly, Mary.
Very diplomatic. When we go off air, Paul, you can tell us what you're really
thinking. That's fantastic. Yeah. Hey, great start to the year, and I'm sure there's Dragons fans in here that are very excited about it. So well done, and great to have a chat, Mary.
Okay, thanks, guys.